previously on Dandy's in Danger.
You do see this person take a key from their pocket, turn to the left, and open the locked staircase and go in.
Oh my god, they have a key to the fourth floor.
Perhaps some of these hunters would allow us to look in on their practice.
You knock on this door. Zachary feels this man and knows for a fact he is a Manus. It is sickening to look at this man, like staring from a great height. Zachary starts to feel a little cloudy in the head.
No, no, what are you doing to my boy? Alright, you. Nothing is okay. He starts leading him away.
He turns back around and says, I did insist. I was rather curious, so...
Stop talking to him!
Roll a d20.
Alright!
What was the man's name? Zachary feels a compulsion to reveal his name.
His name was Mr. Wilkins, I think? Mr. Wilkins.
The man does call after Zachary and says, is that true? So Zachary swallows that strange compulsion like a piece of vomit coming up his throat.
Yes.
When you're out of his line of sight, when you don't hear his voice anymore, when he's not in the room with you, you feel so much better.
Are there any squires hanging around?
Yes, there are.
Who are some of the finest fighters here? Do you suppose any of them would be up for a friendly duel?
Mr. Bonsley, what are you doing?
He wants to get some bodily fluids off of somebody.
Adrian knows what's up. He's trying to get sweat. How about this? If I can beat you in a bit of a duel, what say then I get to face off against one of the knights? How does that sound?
Oh, I got a nat 20!
Yeah.
I got a 20. Can I have a duel? 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 Give me a duel. Give me a duel.
I suppose. That could be fun.
Fantastic. Then shall we arrange it for after lunch?
Sure.
You know, just a little bit of something to work up the sweat.
Hi, my name is Eli, my pronouns are he, him, and I play the voice of Zachary Wilkos.
Hello, I'm Cass, my pronouns are she, her, and I voice Liam Bardsley.
Hi, I'm Chess, he, she, they, and I play Daniel Pritchard.
Hi, I'm Toast, my pronouns are she, they, and I play the voice of Adrian Edwards.
Okay, I want to check in with Daniel and Adrian again. They are at Zach's house, still studying, but I assume that after a while of meditating with their eyes closed, they eventually kind of just ended up on the floor talking about life. It was slumber party style. But we still have the book, Harnessing the Power Within.
All right.
And I will tell you that I added a few new spells. I would like Toast to roll a d20 to determine how much help I'm going to give you in determining what's new. So if you roll poorly, you have to figure it out for yourself. Or if you roll intermediately, then I will give you a hint as to where to look. If you roll well, I'll tell you exactly what's new.
Okay, hang on.
Under the pretense that you're just skimming through the book and you happen upon noticing some new stuff.
Okay. I didn't think I'd be rolling.
Gotta be prepared for anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dandy's baby. Liam wears his best cravat in the worst situations.
He does.
Yes.
I got a free.
Oh no.
Free.
You gotta look through the document and find what's new yourself.
All right, hang on. Where is it again?
It's in Dandy's references, arc 3.
Hang on, wait. I should be role-playing this. Let's say Adrian sits up for a second. He's like, well, do you feel as if you've gotten anywhere with this?
Oh, right. Kind of.
Oh?
No, not really.
Oh, all right. Well, let me have a look at this book. And he flips it open. There's a spell here that I don't remember from before called Open Sesame. Did we read that before?
That is new.
Excellent. Shall I read it to you?
Sure.
All right. Quick question. Do you have wine in your home?
Oh, yes.
May I have a glass?
Oh, sure. That's a great idea. You know, as he's opening a bottle of red, he's like, you know, wine was invented by the monks to help them with meditation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then we're on the right track. I He's got his glass of wine in his hands now. All right, open sesame. Parenthetical, I named this one myself. I'm glad you like it. If you don't, please consider that it is difficult to name a spell which unlocks doors. Well, that's fair, that's fair. Undo any non-magical lock to any door, chest, cabinet, or whatever else the youth are placing locks on these days. Place a hand on the lock and say with intention, open sesame. Yes, it really is that easy. I should get an award for my contributions to the magical world. Note, please remember, be courteous of people's privacy. And remember, she's written this one in all caps, remember, some doors are locked for a reason, all caps. Another note, harnessing the power within, does not condone robbery. Well. There's also a spell of deafening here, which I don't recall from before.
That is also new.
All right. Daniel, do you want to read this one? We'll trade.
Okay. Spell of deafening. Sometimes you just can't go throughout your day without a neighbor squawking at the top of her lungs. Cast this spell of deafening to silence the air around you. I even have two versions of this spell. One silences a meter around you in all directions, and another, far less rude, will only silence your own ears. For just your own ears, say Silentio, and for the larger spell, say Silentia Omnia. I once mixed these two up and silenced the air around me and my sister, cutting her off mid-song. It was extremely embarrassing. I then had to come clean and admit that I couldn't stand her voice. After the spell was over, of course.
This maggot person lives a very colorful life, I must say.
I assume a witch would.
Out of character, I'm stressed out about the need for a spell that would, like, quiet our ears. Like, what kind of fucking shit are we gonna have to block out and not get wrecked by?
Ooh,
I have a slight feeling.
Yeah.
I personally have an inclination.
Yeah, so a lot of these I added after I designed
certain people.
Some things.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Is there more stuff to find in here?
Yes, there are four more spells to find.
Hell yeah, gamers.
Wow. Okay, what about summon ally?
That one is new.
Okay, Adrian's flipping and he goes, oh, summon ally. I wonder what that could be. Get yourself out of a sticky situation by summoning a friend or two. Craft the potion I have detailed titled Summon Ally, parentheses, potion, in the potion section of this book. Prepare a cup for the summoner and the one to be summoned. Place the stone you wish to enchant in each cup, one for the summoner, one for the ally. Oh, drink this potion while keeping eye contact. Parentheses, do not break eye contact or the spell will not work. Also, be careful not to swallow the stone. I did that once, unpleasant. Now, let the stones dry. You will find that they soak up the rest of the potion much faster than one would expect. Now, either one of you may summon one or the other, as long as your imprinted stone is within listening reach, uttering the word Amica, and thinking of your friend will summon them next to you. Be warned that they will physically be there and may not appreciate you summoning them into very real danger. Remember, consent is key. Would this be something useful for ourselves, or do we know? We don't know anyone else. I don't.
I wonder if that could be useful to us.
I mean, perhaps.
It just stare intensely at Fergus while drinking. He's like, "What are you doing?" Consent is key.
Well, noted anyway. Let me see. Is there anything else fancy in here that we didn't notice before? Shield?
Shield is new.
Aha! Do you want to read this one, Daniel?
Sure. Shield. Wrap your entire body in magical protective armor. The effect lasts until ended by the magus who casted it, or until the shield is broken. Imprint a gem. I find a ring is most suitable, to be summoned later. To imprint, place yourself and the stone in the middle of a circle of salt. Light 7 candles and burn some lavender and rosemary. Trap the smoke of the herbs in a glass with the stone inside as well. Place your hand on the top of the glass and say, when I summon you, shield of my ancestors, none can harm me. I am safe in your circle of light. Imagine the smoke traveling up your arm and surrounding your body in a protective layer. Then direct this back into the stone. When you see the smoke disappear from the glass and enter the stone, you may lift the glass and the imprinting is complete.
To summon later, be within speaking range of the stone. Yes, it listens to you. And command tutela. I like to carry at least one piece of jewelry imprinted with the shield at all times, just in case. And then from a D&D point, it adds plus 30 armor instantly, no roll needed.
Whoa, hot damn.
What?
Hello.
Wow. I'm we should all get one of these.
Yeah, I like
what
that spell.
Fuck?
That's a yes from me, dog.
And then I'll just give you this one. She had mentioned, look in the potion section of my book. I did add a potion section of the book. It's at the very end.
Oh my gosh.
And that's where the remaining two are.
Okay. Adrian flips to the back of the book. She did mention potions. Oh, it says notions, lotions, potions. Isn't that nice?
It says what?
It says notions, lotions, colon, potions.
Okay.
Look, as writers, I think we should support creative wordplay.
Yes, yes, we should. We should. I know.
Well, there's potions back here. We can create a healing potion and that one for summon ally. Oh, there's many. Oh, there's so many ingredients. We need things. Chamomile, coneflower. Imported from the Americas. Oh, Maggot sells some. Do we have to go to... No, we shouldn't summon Maggot. We barely know the woman.
Zachary just comes home to someone else at his house like, what? I leave you two alone. And you've got company, like this is your house.
You're like drinking across from her. She's like, aha, we're doing the summon ally potion, I see.
Alright, this is all fairly normal, flowers and things. Hang on. The summon ally potion requires the blood of two small serpents.
How small?
It does not say.
Oh, well, I wish it would.
Well, so would I, yes. That one I don't know. Well, now we know potions.
Congrats. Excellent. And then there's a knock on the door.
Excuse me.
And Daniel gets up and he opens it. Oh! And he looks over to Adrian and he says, it's Ollie.
What? My dad?
Your dad?
No, not.
Your dad?
No.
The closest thing to it.
Does he say that?
No.
How do you imagine?
Ollie's at the door and he says, oh, hello. You said to bring the ingredients to address. So.
I thought I was in trouble. Oh.
Here I have, he pulls out 3 chicken hearts, thyme, rosemary, garlic, 1 entire liter of olive oil.
A lot in mind.
A couple pansies, some rue flowers.
That's us, a couple pansies.
Salt. A clear crystal quartz. I got the clearest of the bunch, as per your instruction. Will this work for your needs, sir? He holds it in. It's a pretty clear quartz.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. As far as I know, that's fine. I wish I could keep it.
He puts it back in his bag and he says, and some myrrh resin.
Thank you. You're very efficient. I mean, of course you are, but thank you.
Of course.
Would you like a glass of wine before you go?
No, sir. I am on the clock.
All right. Well, when you get home, treat yourself.
Thank you very much, sir.
Does he ever treat himself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He bows to you guys and goes off.
Thank you, bye. I love you.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye, Papa.
Whom I employ.
It's complicated. Can I hire you to be my dad?
Essentially.
Just like pat my head and tell me that you're proud of me, son.
Yeah.
Well, that seems to be all the ingredients that we needed for, let me see, I've written it down here. Daniel pulls up a paper and he says, 3 mimicry spells, 1 summon weapon spell for Liam, gravitas, 2 of those, persuasion, unbinding, distraction, shared sight, spell of waking, lightning ball, invisibility, full revival, deflect, and small orb.
Good lord, really piling it up, and yet somehow I still don't feel we will be prepared.
And let's go back to Liam and Zachary. Over lunch, Zach and Liam are far enough away from others to be able to hold a private conversation if they're quiet.
You're absolutely sure you've got this?
Well, as long as I can beat the apprentice, then all I need to do is to keep the hunter fighting long enough to work him into a sweat, and then we've got what we need. Unless, I don't know, do you have any other ideas? Plucking the hair off of a fellow's head?
Zachary pauses and he thinks about that for a second and he goes, I really don't want to risk it, and I'd rather not just pluck any random hair. It's not that I think your plan is bad. In fact, I think it's a brilliant strategy, and I'm just... Well, even apprentices are pretty tough. I mean, I know that they're young, but these are hunters in training we're talking about, and I just, you know, I'm double-checking to make absolute sure that you think you can do it.
I'll do my best. Hopefully they won't be expecting too much from me since I'm the son of a banker. I might be able to catch them off guard, and thanks to your advice, I won't take the apprentices too lightly.
Yes, try not to. In the meantime, I can also, while everybody is distracted, sort of weave through the crowd and see if I can pick out anybody that might be useful to change into or whatnot.
That's a fantastic idea, Zachary. That's wonderful. That way...
Voice down.
Well, while they're distracted... That's perfect. And you know, you're an unassuming sort of fellow. You could really just get in there, get out. Maybe one of them has a bit of hair on their jacket or something like
that. Yes. And you're a good fighting man who is a little loud. I think we can do this. Oh, God.
We should remember after the duel that we need to make our way out into the cemetery to see if there's any sort of entrance that we can find from there that Daniel and Adrian will be able to take.
Seems simple enough. I've also got my eye on the kitchen. It's still called a dumbwaiter in that time, right?
It's more of like a lift. Because
it's a full lift because yeah, they're coming in with...
It can fit several people in it.
Ooh.
Several kitchen staff.
I see. So you're saying that if we can get them up to this level, at least, then we could make it the rest of the way up by smuggling them through the lift.
I'm just looking at various different options. I still think we should go with the first plan, but if something happens, we at least have a different alternative exit that doesn't involve going retracing all the way back out to the front entrance with
several bodies,
he whispers harshly.
That's a very good idea. Is there anything else I should know about?
Not that I can think of. I don't know anything about fighting.
All right. That fellow from before really gave me the creeps. I'm sorry, I hope I haven't gotten you into any trouble with him.
His face falls, now remembering it. He had been so swept up in the excitement of... excitement/anxiety of Liam fighting, or dueling, rather, to work his way up, that he sort of forgot about that. He goes, yes, that man from before. Let's try to avoid him or other people like him in the future. He holds his head. That was a terrible experience.
Well, is there something I should know?
He nods. You didn't feel anything when he was speaking.
Well, he was very stern.
But you didn't feel anything, like a presence in your mind or some kind of fog or anything?
Fog? No, nothing like that. Does it have to do with that?
Yes, I'm surprised you didn't feel it, but it must have happened because that man suspected something about me and was trying to rein me in or influence me in some way. He shakes his head and also waves his hand. I don't think now is particularly the time or place to speak of it, but we have to be careful.
If someone like that puts you more at risk, you should give me some sort of cue so that I know that we should be making a hasty exit.
Ah, good idea. Like what? Like a code word?
How about you tap your heel 3 times?
Like, he taps it 3 times, tuck, tuck, tuck. like that?
Yes, just like that. Just as if you were impatiently waiting or something, and then I'll know to end whatever conversation I'm in and head on our way.
He smiles. Okay. Yes, that should work. Okay.
And remember, whenever I'm here, I can probably get away with a little bit more since I'm just a fop. They won't expect anything out of me, so if I push the envelope a little bit, well, you can trust me. We'll get through this.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's the goal, isn't it? To get through it. But thank you, Liam. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Lunch has ended, and word of the dueling banker has spread amongst the ranks. People are interested. From Zachary's knowledge in processing paychecks, he understands that knights are paid handsomely for their work, the work being incredibly dangerous, facing monsters, powerful witches, and demons, but the amount of time actually spent on the field is rather small. Hunters are sent out for missions and spend the rest of their time either training, filling out reports, or resting, so the novelty of a visiting banker that wishes to duel one of them attracts quite the spectacle of interested knights with plenty of time on their hands.
Liam and Zachary finish their meals, which are exquisitely cooked. Zachary knows just how much money is spent on quality ingredients and cooks as he processes these numbers every day, and lunch here is the best meal he ever has in the day. Even Daniel's cooking, though flavorful, is not as expertly crafted. Liam, Zachary, and a substantial number of spectators make their way into one of the training rooms. The room is around 22 feet long and 18 feet wide, with a flat terrain and a faint smell of sweat. A table and a set of chairs are folded up at the far end, as they will not be in use for this particular event. Various towels and armors line the wall next to the entrance. A group of about 60 different hunters and church staff settles to the wall on the left, opposite the impressive display of weapons. Sets of blunt training weapons hang on the right wall, covering it so completely that if the wall were a different color from the rest, it would be difficult to tell without taking a closer look. There are axes, spears, halberds, daggers, cestuses, and some completely unrecognizable weapons that chill the bones to witness. Maces that twist in a sadistic display of thorny metals, whips that hang like sleeping serpents awakened by the minutest scent on the air, jagged edges of a thick instrument like teeth, turned inward to usher flesh into the mouth of some horrible, cold machine. I want you both to do a d20 perception roll.
I got a nat 20.
Oh.
I got an 8.
Well, you have... Are we adding wisdom to this?
No.
Okay.
Zachary, you spot amongst the crowd that jester person.
Mm-hmm.
They are watching and they are eager to see what happens.
I bet they are.
And Liam, you see the jester as well. But you also see that the very scary blonde Manus is also here.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, of course he's gonna get in on what's going on.
No, 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 no! Okay.
Can I elbow Zach?
Yeah, you got a nat 20, so you can tell Zach.
Yeah, I'm gonna indicate discreetly where the Manus is so that Zach can avoid him.
Zachary spots him and immediately takes one small step further behind Liam.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, you start to be ushered into the crowd of people. Are you trying to make your way anywhere specifically?
He was kind of trying to stay close to Liam up until the duel itself.
Jester.
Yeah, go sit next to the jester. We know that person has a key.
I definitely have Zachary go and sit next to this person.
You're trying to make your way to them?
Yeah, I'm trying to make my way to them.
There's a lot of people.
Crap.
Roll a d20 against me.
11.
7. Okay, you successfully push through some people. You're not there yet, but you are closer to them.
Great.
Okay. One of the hunters steps forward from the crowd with an air of authority and sportsmanship, almost like he has done this before. A few hunters begin to cheer, and the sound quickly engulfs the room as more join in, bouncing off the walls in an enthused cacophony. The mediator, for that is what you assume he is, raises his hands to quiet the crowd. As they fall into silence, he announces, "I'm sure most of you must have heard the rumors by now. But let me clarify truth from triviality. Today we have a very unusual request, the first of its kind. We have here a Mr. Bardsley of the esteemed Bardsley Bank, seeking to invest in our little operation." There are a few more cheers sprinkled throughout. "But," he puts a finger up, "this Mr. Bardsley wishes to know if we are worthy of such a contribution." "And are we?" The crowd explodes with cheers and animal-like howls. Mediator puts his hands up again and the place quiets eventually. "Mr. Bardsley wishes to engage in a duel with one of our squires, and if successful, he will move on to duel a knight. Let's show him what we're made of." Another huge, uproarious sound bursts out of the crowd. Roll a d20 against me, Zachary.
Fucking.
I got a 14.
I got a 3.
Okay.
Don't be mean.
Oh, shit!
Don't.
No.
Your hairs stand up on the back of your neck for some reason.
Oh, way cool. I'm so into this.
No.
The mediator turns to Liam. "Choose your weapon, sir."
Liam goes for the fencing foil.
"Ah, the foil. Very good." Then Connor, the squire who had agreed to spar with you, says, "Well, this is serendipitous. I used to spar with the foil myself." It occurs to you that there are not many swords against the wall. After a moment of thought, you might conclude that swords are not terribly effective against creatures of the night or demons, for that matter. Swords are for fighting other humans with swords, after all. It is very likely that Liam will not have many opponents to choose from if he succeeds against Connor and has to choose a knight. The mediator takes an armored set off the entrance wall and hands it to Liam. "You are a tall man, Mr. Bardsley. This set should fit you nicely." He hands over a torso guard that extends over the groin, gauntlets, and leg guards. So no helmet. But with fencing foil, your target is just the torso or the back. So no one should be aiming for the head.
You better not.
Nope. So Zachary, are you going to try to move your way through the crowd again?
Yes.
Try to get to the jester person?
Yes, please.
Great. Roll d20 against me. I got a 19.
Oh, no.
I got an 8.
You are not able to squeeze past any other people, and the jester has not noticed you. Not that they would recognize you anyway.
Yeah. And one has to be very covert about this. Otherwise, you'd risk exposing the both of you in a place where neither of you are supposed to be.
Yeah. You get a chill up your spine. And your hackles have not gone down. Connor stretches and readies himself. He puts on his own set of leather armor. It's like thick, half-inch thick leather armor. Some squires step up to help you put on your armor, Liam.
Nice. He's going to do some stretches as well, limber up his body. Before all of that, obviously, he will have taken off his coat and, you know, stripped down to something a little bit looser before getting the armor on.
Same with Connor.
Right, very important to let the people know the fashion of Liam. Liam is still going to be intact even after this.
Oh, sure.
I think he's been on enough adventures where he's gotten his clothes ripped up to shreds.
Yeah, no, it's standard. It gives him more flexibility as well, so.
Yeah.
Oh, a quick note. On your character sheets, it says persuasion, but I realized that the way I want to use it is kind of more like influence. It's kind of grouping together like charisma and persuasion and things like that.
Oh, I see.
So, and like intimidation as well. So for future references, I'm going to call that influence, and it will be used for intimidation, persuasion, and charisma kind of all together. All right. The mediator picks out two foils and hands them both to you two.
If Liam tests the weight, does it have a good balance to it?
Yeah, it's a nice weapon.
Cool.
Connor readies himself on the other far end, and he points his foil at you. He puts it up in the air, and then he sweeps it down in a salute.
Liam returns the salute.
And then he centers his gravity, and he bends his knees, and he points the sword at you, and he's in the ready position.
Liam also goes on guard.
First to 5 points wins.
Oh, God.
Says the mediator. Good luck, gentlemen. And begin. And he steps aside.
Come on, Liam.
Liam is going to advance immediately. Roll right off the bat.
Roll d20 to me.
Are we adding...
Add your proficiency.
Proficiency. Okay, so that's just a 13.
Okay, Connor has a 16.
Okay.
So he successfully deflects your weapon, and you score no hit.
Okay.
While deflecting, he attempts to take a stab at you himself.
All right.
So he advances to you.
All right, I will attempt to parry myself.
Okay, d20 again.
Ah, I got a 13 again.
I got a 10.
Oh, yes, so, okay.
So he attempts to hit you, and you can choose what to do.
I would like to riposte.
You riposte successfully.
Yes.
He is unable to hit you.
So I parry and then riposte as in go in to take the strike.
Oh, you want to score the strike?
Yes, so parry.
Okay, you successfully parried, roll another d20 against me to see if you strike him. Oh, I got a 3. I got a nat 1.
Ooh.
Plus the modifier of 2.
I got an unnatural 20.
Oh, cool. Nice. Oh, you hit him.
Nice.
Woo! The blunted tip of your weapon hits him right in the chest and bends. And it is very clear to everyone that a hit has been scored, and you hear the crowd cheer again.
Nice.
And the mediator puts his hands up and he says, score one for Liam. Oops, score one for the banker, Mr. Bardsley.
Ooh, exciting. Okay.
Well done, Mr. Bardsley, says Connor, and you both back up again. Zachary will roll a d20 against me. I assume you're still trying to make your way to the jester.
Yes.
4.
I got a 6.
Oh.
Oh no.
He got distracted by the fight and had stopped moving forward.
Okay. You feel a horrible energy approaching you slowly.
Can I roll one more time to try and get him away from that energy? I'm dying.
not yet. Because we go back to the fight between Liam and Connor. They begin again.
So
let's roll for initiative real quick.
I got a 16. Add nothing.
Nope, I got a 1.
Okay. So Connor is going to advance to you. He's going to lunge and try to strike you in the chest.
I'm going to try an open-handed parry.
No, no.
I only got a 7.
I got an 18.
Dang it. Okay.
You try the open-handed parry, but you miss. His blade goes right under you and strikes you right in the chest.
Okay. Oh, no.
Score 1 for the church. The score is tied.
So everybody lose their shit?
Yeah, people lose their shit. But there seems to be a huge group that is, like, chanting, Bots! 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 Bots!
Who's cheering for me?
This is exciting. They've never they've never seen this. They kind of want to see you move on to challenge a knight.
They want to see a nerd banker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most people are cheering for Bardsley.
They want to be impressed.
Oh my gosh.
He should get advantage for, like, the crowd cheering for him.
Oh, like an inspiration.
Sure. Add a +1 to your modifier.
Whoa, nice.
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 So Connor has a +2 modifier. He's not as skilled at the foil as you.
Okay. But
I kind of want to see you challenge a knight, too.
Yay! Okay, now Zach's rolling.
Yes, Connor and Liam kind of space out again. They pace away from each other. Zachary, roll a d20 against me.
10.
14.
Fuck!
Oh, no!
You're unable to get any closer to that jester. Your heart starts to pound within your chest, and you start to panic.
Cool, I'm in hell.
Take a fright.
You got it.
Now you're at 2 fright.
Oh, shit.
Unless lunch calmed you down.
No.
Okay, all right, then you're still at 2 fright.
Because Liam, the entire time, he was just discussing with Liam, like, what was about to happen, so he's not any calmer.
Okay. Are we rolling to see who manages to make the first advance?
Yes. Roll for incentive. I got a 14. Add nothing.
Add nothing. Okay. 17.
Nice.
Okay, so Liam has initiative.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, Liam, come on. All right. What do you choose to do?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and I'll probably lunge.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make another lunge.
I'll roll against you. 18 plus 2 18? Is an unnatural 20.
Ah, Jesus! No, that's just going to be a 13. Okay.
Okay, so you lunge for Connor, but he jumps back. He retreats, and you completely miss.
Okay.
Taking advantage of that, he chooses to advance to you.
Okay.
Right after that. He's going to try to get a swipe at you.
Okay.
I got a 13.
No! I got a 9.
Okay.
High stakes.
He lands a hit.
Okay.
On the tip of your shoulder, and the crowd goes wild again. A lot of the crowd says, no!
Liam is probably still smiling. He's enjoying this. And he says, Connor, your training is impeccable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Podsley.
Come on, Liam.
Zach's turn to roll.
Come on, Zach.
Lucky you, I got a 4.
I got a 19.
Okay.
Thank God.
You push your way through, and you get a little bit closer to the jester.
Okay.
And you're starting to leave you-know-who behind.
Real quick, can I also make a perception roll to check and see if Bernard is around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's a 5.
You can't really tell.
Okay, great.
Too many people.
Too many people here. Now it's back to Liam and Connor. Let's roll initiative.
Okay.
I got a 1, a nat 1.
Well, I got a 9, so.
So you're going first.
Okay.
What do you wish to do?
I'll go in for another lunge.
Nice, nice.
Oh, he really goes on offense.
I got a 9!
I got an unnatural 20.
Damn! Okay, so failed lunge.
Yeah, he lunges, but Connor sidesteps him and is not hit and is beginning to circle you.
Okay.
He's not being too active yet. Let's roll for initiative.
Okay.
I got a 3.
Got a 13.
Okay, so he's not being terribly active towards you. You can make another move towards him.
Yeah, I'll make another lunge.
Okay. Oh, I got a 2 plus his 2 is 4.
Okay, let's see if I can... Yeah, okay, yes, yes, yes. So I got a 16.
Nice. Okay, you lunge for him, and he is unable to parry you, and you land a hit.
Is that okay, we're tied again.
Right in his stomach.
All right.
I imagine, like, you kind of did, like, a... You did, like, a Posada Soto. You go, boof!
All
right.
You
go right under him and, like, come up from under, and you hit him right in the stomach. In the crowd, people stand up, like,
yeah, even Zachary, who has seen that, gets, like, ecstatic and is like, right, Liam, yes!
Tied between the church and the banker.
So wait, real quick question. This is just to establish. So there's been 4 hits altogether.
Yes.
Are we waiting until one or the other of them gets 5 hits on the other person? Or is it like best out of 5?
It's the first to score 5 points.
The first one to score 5 points. Okay, cool.
So you both are tied. Zachary, roll a d20 against me.
17.
I get a nat 1.
Thank
nice.
God.
A nat okay. 1. Ooh.
To the manus trips.
Yeah. It's
face somebody, plants.
Somebody elbows him in the face. Yeah. And then they get fired.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes, you successfully, you are leaving him behind. And you are making your way to the jester.
Nice.
Liam and Connor, let's roll again for okay. initiative. I got an 11.
14.
Okay. You're able to go first.
I'm going to continue on the offensive.
Very aggressive playing.
Yeah, Liam's a fighty boy. Nice.
Ass buckets. Only a 7.
I got an 18.
Okay, yeah.
Connor successfully sidesteps you.
Okay.
That seems to be his playing style.
Yeah, he's
kind of
retreats.
Playing more defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll initiative again.
Okay.
You're starting to circle each other. I got a 12.
Yeah, I got a 3. Okay. It's his turn.
Connor tries to step behind you and hit you in the back.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, just not the back of the head.
Mm.
But all anywhere right. on the back and the torso is fair game in foil fencing.
I'm going to try dodging that.
Okay. I got a nat 1.
Oh, nice. That's good. I got a 16.
Connor was trying for too much flair. And completely misses you.
Okay.
And looks a fool. And kind of, like, loses his footing slightly.
Mm. Okay. Can I take that opportunity to make a counterattack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a 3 plus 2 is 5.
Ooh, I got a 16.
All right.
Liam takes advantage of Connor's misstep and successfully pins him right in the front. And the sword folds, and it's very clear who scored the point.
Yeah.
In the crowd, some of the people near Zachary scream in that, like, in that, like, manly, animalistic, yes! kind of way. Zachary, roll a d20.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
things are going so well.
Come on, Zach.
I got a 9.
I got a 14.
Yes!
Okay, the hairs on the back of your neck start to go down a bit. You're getting a sense that you're creating quite the distance between you and the manus. And you are almost within speaking range to the jester, who has not noticed you at all.
Okay.
Back to Liam and Connor. Roll for initiative. Liam's got a score of 3. Connor's got a score of 2. I got an 8.
I got a 15.
Okay, Liam goes first.
Okay.
Very aggressive.
I would like to do a feint to see if he falls for it.
Okay.
And then if he falls for it, would that give Liam an advantage on a strike?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to feint and see if he believes it.
So you're going to kind of like pretend like you're going to hit him?
Yeah.
All right, roll against me.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
I got a 16.
Oh, okay, so I got a 7.
Okay. Oh, 16 plus 2 is 18.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to fake him out, but he...
Doesn't flinch. Yeah. Don't flinch.
No flinch, no change of expression.
Wow, okay. That's a knight in training.
Very focused.
All right. Okay. Do we roll initiative again, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a 6.
15.
Okay, so Liam will continue okay. on the aggressive side.
To lunge.
He's going to lunge. I got a 12.
I can do math. I got 11. Okay.
Okay. Well, he got a 12, so you're very, very close. You lunge, and he catches your blade, and you end up in a bind.
All right.
And so now we both roll with advantage because we can feel the energy
mm-hmm.
through the swords, and we know we can kind of telegraph
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we roll our d20s with advantage
yes.
as an attack. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. got a nat 20.
Oh shit.
Nat 20.
Nice, because I got a 17 plus 2 would have been 19, but you got a nat 20.
Nat so 20.
You can feel him about to make a move, and you completely usurp his blade. You flick your wrist and deflect his blade away, and he's wide open, and then you stab him.
Yes!
And so now Liam has
4
versus 2. And the crowd erupts. Some people are going red in the face. Some of them might be drunk.
Oh my gosh, during the day.
And if they weren't, they're certainly drunk on energy now.
Okay.
Zachary, roll against me. Yes, I'm. I got a nat 1. Lucky you.
2. Oh my god, a 2. Wow. Oh my lord. By the skin of my teeth.
Skin of your teeth.
Okay, you're right next to the jester.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Here's my dilemma. I don't want to say anything to her. I don't want to let other people into this plan because we can't trust her. So what I want to do is I want to extract, because we already know that like she would have a key and would go down there.
They have a key, yeah.
Yeah. We would already, or she, they?
They're non-binary, but they're currently wearing clothes assigned to their gender at birth.
Sorry. They already, like, they know that they have a key. So, real quick, the plan was to, like, gather some DNA of people. Okay, mm-hmm. so my plan here is to gather DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's been a week. I'm sorry.
Their hair is up in a little Victorian bun.
Right.
They got any hair on their coat?
Yeah, can I roll to perceive if they have any hair
roll
on them?
Perceive.
Loose hairs.
Loose hairs. Because if they do have any loose hairs, he's just gonna brush by and, like, pluck at it. Fucking 2. Yeah.
You can't see. Too many people are, like, bumping against your shoulder. It's really hard to see. And you actually bump against the jester a bit, too. And they glance at you for a moment, but don't recognize you at all. So then they just look back at the fight.
Apologies, says Zachary.
They can't even hear you. It's too loud.
All right,
use the mosh pit to your advantage, my dude. Use the mosh pit.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Roll a d20 against me.
Who?
Zachary.
Oh.
Way cool.
I got a 4.
I got a 13.
Okay. Good for you. All right. The crowd is crazy because now this next fight, everything is on the line. Because if Liam wins this one, he wins the whole match.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets to challenge a knight. And they are so excited to see that.
Oh, God.
But no pressure.
No pressure. Okay. Right,
roll
rolling
for initiative. I get a nat 20.
Damn, I got a 13.
All right. Knowing that this is last on the line, Connor decides to be a bit more aggressive.
Okay.
He is going to try to make a lunge at you.
Okay, I'm going to try a retreat.
I got a 9 plus 2 is 11.
Okay. Ooh, nice. So I got a 22.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
He lunges at you, but you successfully sidestep. Would you like to try to attack him?
Yes.
While he's kind of hunched down.
Ass. Okay, that didn't... I only got a 7.
I got an 18.
Okay.
All right, you try to get him, but he rolls. He does like a Dark Souls roll out of your way.
His mates are going nuts.
Yeah, there are a few people cheering for him, like his close mates. And he's kind of hunkered low to the ground and circling around you.
Okay.
Oh, now he's...
Are we going to roll for initiative again?
Yes.
Okay, so not adding anything to it.
I got a 9.
I got an 11.
Ooh. Okay, Liam can be more aggressive.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I'll go in for a lunge.
Cool. I got a 5 plus 2 is 7.
I got a nat 20.
Oh, ho, ho. So...
Dude, this wins it. This wins it.
Connor is hunkering down, and Liam doesn't have to do this, but he does this beautiful spin, and then he lands a hit right on Connor's... Right under Connor's chin, essentially, like right in his...
Sternum?
Sternum, yeah. And ends the match. And Connor goes to one knee, and the crowd just screams, and Liam is just standing there impressively with his sword bent against the squire.
Hey.
Yes.
While the crowd is losing its absolute shit, can Zachary use this to his advantage to try and pluck a hair from the jester?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Can you roll with advantage?
Yeah, roll with advantage because you're using this particular time to do it.
What does advantage mean in this
you
point?
Get to roll so twice.
Roll, okay. Roll twice and use the better number.
That's a 16 or...
A 22. Okay.
So 16.
16.
Okay, so...
That's a success, right?
Are you trying to...
That is a success.
Yes. Are you trying to, like, pluck one right from their bun?
You said it was a messy bun, right?
It's kind of a messy bun. There's some strands of hair that are hanging over their ear, and because of all the crowd, like, shoving each other and everything, you manage to reach out and pluck it, and they don't even notice.
Nice. Okay, yeah. He pockets it.
Fuck yes.
All right, you got their hair. Good job. You got some DNA.
You know, it would be really helpful to know what this person's name is, if one of us is going to be disguised as them.
Yeah, yeah. he is going to hang by them.
Okay, cool. Liam offers his hand to help Connor up to his feet.
Connor takes your hand, and sweating, he shakes it very heartily, and he says, "Excellent job, Banka."
That was a wonderful match, young man.
Yes, it was. Thank you for... Oh, good game.
Something has awakened in Connor now.
Zachary, roll a d20 against me.
Hey, you got it. I'm feeling so much better. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling good. I've got a swagger in my step. That's a 19, baby. Nice.
I got a 3.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
Right in your inventory, Jester here. People are going wild. And Liam, you see a kind of short, blonde, curly-haired man step out from the crowd, and his bald partner kind of takes his arm and seems to be talking to him about something, but the blonde man shakes his head and says something to the bald man and comes over and talks to the mediator. You also can't hear them, but the mediator comes over to you and says, "If you would like it, Mr. Bardsley, our Sir Wickham would like to challenge you." Liam, you recognize that this is Charles and Gabriel, who you lads saw in the burning Westminster building, which happened a year ago. You don't know if they recognize you.
Liam would recognize them too, wouldn't he? Because he has his memories.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Liam recognizes that this is Charles, and that his bald partner is Gabriel.
Okay.
Charles Wickham, apparently.
Charles Wickham. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to make a note of that.
Wickham, yeah. Liked what you heard? Let us know by using hashtag DandiesInDanger over on our Twitter, Insta, Tumblr, and TikTok in the listed links below. We'd love to hear any and all comments, questions, and theories as to where the story might be headed. Want to support us and our lads' adventures more directly? Then please consider clicking on the link and becoming a patron today. For just $1, you can gain access to our longer, uncensored outtakes and blooper reels. For $5, you can have access to exclusive stickers, in-world letters written by and for the lads, poetry by Adrian and Daniel, and original music from the show composed and scored by Chess Albanese. Can't afford to support directly? No problem. Podcasts survive by word of mouth, so if you like what you heard, tell your friends, family, and local graveyard ghosts all about these exciting tales. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Dandies in Danger is written and voiced by Elijah Bergateras as Zachary Wilkos, Cass as Liam Bardsley, Chess Albanese as Daniel Pritchard, and Toast as Adrian Edwards. It is edited by Toast. Original score and music composed by Chess Albanese. It is produced by Dandy's team and made possible by listeners like you.